and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. And good morning. You know, there are places in the scripture where Jesus just wants the people to be good, where he tells them, love your neighbor, share your food, give your coat. And then there are places in the scripture where Jesus just wants the people to be salt, like today. Not that salt isn't good, but salt is just kind of boring. It's there, it's on our table, it comes from the ground, but it has this special quality, salt does, which is that you notice when it's not there. I remember as a child reading a cartoon from the New Yorker where a couple was at a picnic and they had scrumptious food spread all around them, before them, and the woman was looking at the picnic basket and she says, whoops, I forgot the salt. And I don't know if I laughed at that cartoon when I was a child, but it stuck with me as this message that it's good to have the salt to put on your chicken or your potato salad or whatever you bring to the picnic, but it's not essential. Salt is something that's good, but it's not absolutely necessary unless you're curing meat. We need a little salt in our diet, but we don't really need that much. In fact, probably most of us get too much salt. But the truth is that without salt, food is boring. It's tasteless. I kind of wonder if I'm eating chicken, what does this really taste like without the salt? I don't even know. So salt is something extra which adds a spice to life, but being good and doing good and sharing your coat and giving your food are not extra. These are necessary. But salt is something that just comes and goes in life. And I think we've all had that experience that Jesus talks about today of something losing its saltiness. If you've ever been in a relationship, a long-time relationship, and then one day you just realize you're just not into that person. It's like it's lost its saltiness. Or maybe there's a TV show that for years you've watched and suddenly you turn it on and you're not motivated to watch it anymore because it's just lost its saltiness. I think that happens a lot. You like something, it's part of your routine, it's part of what you care about, and then one day you suddenly realize, that doesn't really mean that much to me anymore. I think things lose their salt for us all the time. I know institutions do, and I think sometimes as I think about our government, I feel like it's lost a little bit of its salt. And you're wondering, how do we get that back? Or think about the church. Think about the church. Think about the fact that sometimes we are more into church and then other times we are not. And it's like the church can lose its salt for us. When I was at a previous church, the senior warden, who was the person who, you know, responsible for all these things, he brought me in, he interviewed me for the position, he saw me through the transition, he welcomed my family and me, and about 5 or 6 months after we started, he stopped going to church. And I called him up and I visited him and I was like, are you okay? Everything all right? He wasn't upset with me. He wasn't upset with anyone. Nothing had turned bad. He just felt like the thing had lost its saltiness. And I think that happens. And unfortunately, it happens with us and God. So one day you're there praying to God or you're praying to Jesus and then suddenly you don't feel their presence anymore. And instead of the glorious picnic that is your spiritual life, it's like you're just eating the boring chicken. I think that happens a lot in Christians' lives. And I think that for me, February is one of the months where I feel like the salt is just kind of gone. It's still cold. It's still snowing. You know, the joy of Christmas has passed. The beauty of my birthday is gone. Yes, Valentine's Day is coming up. Yes, there's other things. But it's you know, you look around and there's just some kind of this malaise. And let me say, this February, as I think we all know, there's even more of a sense of anxiety and fear and malaise. I think the government and politics have lost their salt for a lot of us. I think there are a lot of people who are looking at the coronavirus and thinking, well, what's that going to mean? How's that going to affect our world? And there are a lot of people who are sick. Lots and lots. Think of all the people we know who have been sick this year. And I don't get the feeling that this malaise is going away. Not anytime soon. And so there's this sense that we come today to church and we're looking for what Jesus Christ has to say to us today. And I want to bring us to this space, and I want us to be aware that Jesus is always here. And in particular, I want us to hear today what he's saying, that he's standing here with us, and he's saying this to us. He's saying, you are the salt of the earth. And what he's saying is this: you are of the most important thing that there is in life. You are the spice which can bring joy and energy and produce the difference between boring chicken and a wonderful picnic. You are the joy and the purpose and the meaning for me. God has made you, Jesus is saying. God has made you to be this joy and this purpose, and I believe that's why he calls us salt. For the world loses its saltiness all the time, and he has called us to help the world regain its taste. We are here to address the anxiety, the fear, and the malaise. And if you've chosen to come to church this morning and walk this path, then hear again what Jesus is saying. He's saying this: have faith. I have promised that all will be accomplished. That's what he says today. I have promised that in me all will be accomplished. I wonder if we heard those words in this passage that we have from Matthew chapter 5. It's such an interesting passage because he throws out all these different kind of random things. He's talking about the scribes. He's talking about light. He's talking about salt. He's talking about the law. He's talking about the prophets. But there in the middle, he says this, that not one letter of the law, not one stroke of the law will disappear until all is accomplished. So have faith. We will not accomplish it. Our government, our politicians will not accomplish it. The doctors of this world will not accomplish it. Only God. And if at times we lose our faith in the institutions and the government, well then let's look beyond what those institutions are. Let's look beyond what those politicians are doing, and let's rely instead on the divinity of God. And if at times we lose our faith in the security system, which is meant to keep us safe and keep all the viruses out there, then let's look beyond the security system and remember the security of God. And if at times we look to the church for answers and we feel that the church has lost its salt and we become disillusioned and it has no answers, it is ineffective, or God help us, it is irrelevant, then remember that the church is just a concept. We are all the church, and we have the presence of God. There is a lot we cannot control, so let it go, Jesus says. And know that I will accomplish it. But at the same time, he reminds us, you are still the salt. I will accomplish it because of you. You are the church. You have what it takes. You are made of what the world needs. That's the message for today. You are made of what the world needs. You can do a lot. Doctors can do a lot. Government can do a lot. Church members can do a lot. But we have to practice. We have to practice. What does it mean to practice being light? And what does it mean to practice being salt? What does it mean to bring ourselves and what we have to bear out to the world, which for so many people is in anxiety and darkness and obscurity, and it's just kind of boring and bland and dull? What do we do? Well, in terms of politics, I mean, I think we have to be active and we have to vote and we have to be engaged. And if we feel that the political or the government world has lost its salt, well, let's not fall into the trap of polarization, of just simply saying us and them all the time. Let's work to see the dignities in the institution and the reason why we respect even those we disagree with is that the institution may have lost its salt, but there's something there that we believe in. There's something there that's good. There's something that we can do, we can define. How do we give ourselves to that? And in our personal relationships, if we feel that our personal relationships have lost the salt, well, maybe we should look at ourselves. It's so easy to look at that person across the table from you and say, well, you've grown boring, instead of looking at ourselves and say, well, in what way have I grown boring? What's my relationship like? And in terms of the church, maybe if the church is boring for me, I have allowed it to become boring because I just sit here week after week. I give a little bit of my time. I don't really come that often. I put minimal effort into my spiritual life. It's like when I was taking guitar lessons, I would find that I wasn't really getting any better. And so I asked the instructor, and I said, I'm not improving. And he said, are you practicing? What are you like, practice? What do you mean? Am I practicing my faith? Am I practicing my faith by taking advantage of what the church has to offer me? Of taking advantage of what the world has to offer me? I think one of the reasons people drop away from church is that they just don't want to practice. They don't want to be changed or challenged by the things that God has in store for them. And I know I don't. They don't want to grow. And so we are the salt that loses its saltiness. So the question is, what new thing, what growth thing, what envelope pushing thing are we willing to do this week or this year or this Lent? So we are once again alive with God. Here are some suggestions. Visit the drop-in center. You know, last week at our drop-in center down in the Undercroft, there were 15 people who came by. Visit the drop-in center. Talk with Linda. I don't know where Linda is, but yeah. Oh, yeah, there she is. Talk with Linda. Come out on Ash Wednesday and give ashes to people with me. That's amazing to do that. You stand there with another human being and you talk with them about being the light of the world, about being ash. Read the Bible a little bit more. Pray at your house a little bit more. Come to our Bible studies, which we hold every single week. Be an acolyte or join the altar guild. Talk to a priest. Talk to a bishop. Talk to a deacon. Talk to your friends. Be the church. Part of what I love about salt is that it's not special or complicated. How simple it is. You put it on your chicken and it automatically tastes better. And with what God has given us as the salt of the earth, we go out with Jesus Christ and things automatically get better. The reminder that Jesus gives us today is that we are not helpless in the face of the fear, the anxiety, or the malaise, but that we are made of what the world needs. We are made of what the world needs. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.